Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel in Mesechet Sanhedrin. We're starting Perek Zeborer, and we're right at the top of the daf. Find on there Elika Perek. Dinei Momonot Bishlosha, as we said earlier, the din of anything that has to do with Momon is three Dayanim. How do we get those three Dayanim? Well, what appears to be said here in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to be Mavarna this, is that Zeborer Lo Echad, each one of the people involved, chooses a Beit Din. So let's say the Tovea chooses one Beit Din, Mizeh Borer Lo Echad, and the Nitba chooses another Beit Din, and then those two Batei Dinim choose yet a third Beit Din, Ushneim Borin Lahem Od Echad, which would mean that there'd be nine people. Why do we need nine people? That the Gemara is going to ask. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim Omrim? No. Shnei Dayanim Borin Lahem Od Echad. All it means is that two Dayanim that are chosen, they choose another Dayan. It doesn't mean the Beit Din. We'll see in the Gemara what all this is supposed to mean. Zeposel Dayanor Shal Zev, Zeposel Dayanor Shal Zev, the Rebbe Meir. Each one can possibly the other one's Dayan, which sounds crazy. This is a Mishnah, makes no sense until we get into the Gemara. You can't possibly Dayan unless you bring a Raya, that they're related or that they're psulim. Then, of course, you can't say that something's wrong with the other guy's choice to judge. You can also now passel the other person's witness, which seems to be for no cause, which of course the Gemara is going to talk about. When can you disqualify a witness? Only if you prove that they're krovim, upsulim, avolim hayukisherim, if the witnesses are kosher witnesses, eno yochol poslan, you can't just arbitrarily disqualify a guy's witness. Obviously, Rabbi Meir holds that too. So the Gemara will explain what their machlokas is. What in the world is this supposed to mean, Esther? What do you mean, ze borer lo echad vazer borer lo echad? That seems to be saying each Beit Din, each guy chooses a Beit Din, and that Beit Din chooses a third Beit Din, which gives us nine Dayanim, which doesn't make any sense. I thought we said Dinei Momonot Bishlosha. So how do we get now nine Dayanim? This is Rashi's approach to the sugya. The Gemara held the Chatchila that we're talking about in each case, a Dayan. Tosfos says, if that was the question, so then the Gemara's Lashon normally would have been that Hagufa Kasha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, which opens the Masechta and is quoted here, Dine Momonot Bishlosha, it normally would have said, Reisha Katani Shlosha, V'Seifa Katani Tisha, not Stam, the Kasha meaning that Betlat Asagi, because it's Mashma you're taking out from somewhere else. He doesn't believe, therefore, that the Gemara ever thought that we were talking about the Beit Din. We always understood that what it's referring to is that each one is refusing to go to the other guy's Beit Din. And for sure there's only going to be three people in the end that are going to be done. It's just that, according to Tosfos, the problem over here is the language, not the number. When we're talking about Ze Borer Beit Din, and Chaveiro is also Borer Beit Din, so why would we need, is the Gemara's question, why would we need for each one to go and first choose a Beit Din? That's all. But we're not asking, don't we need just three people? Of course we just need three people. The same, why would you choose initially a Beit Din is the problem. But in any event, we clearly did think, both according to Rashi and Tosafot, that the meaning of Echad is a Beit Din Echad. So asks the Gemara, why go through all of this? Answers the Gemara, it's misleading. The Mishnah doesn't mean that the normal approach to a din is that Zeborer Lo Echad. The Mishnah is saying, in the event that it happened that Zeborer Lo Echad. So in other words, what it's saying, therefore, really understand the Mishnah, kishes it. In a case where someone says, okay, I want to go to this court. And the other guy says, no, I don't want to go to that court. I want to go to another court. So then each one is saying, I refuse to go to the court that he wants to go to. In that case, shneihem borerim lehem od echad. What it means is that, okay, they have a right to disagree about what court, and what they need to do is they need to get together on a court that they both are going to accept. You can't force a guy to go to a court that you don't want, that he doesn't want to go to. That's all that the Mishnah is saying. Ask the Gemara, well, that doesn't necessarily make any sense. I mean, first of all, that would say, let's say that you have somebody who lent money and somebody who borrowed money. You have a malva and a lova. Malva wants to go to a local court in his city. The lova says, no, I want to be done in a court in my city. I mean, I thought we say, eved lovela ish malve. Then I got to put somebody through hell in order to get his money back. So he should be able to demand to go to a court that's convenient for him. Whereas the Mishnah, if it's saying what you claim, is saying that, what, afilu love matzi ma'akev? You tell me that the borrower can also be ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo shonu ala malve, aval love kofimoto v'dan b'iro. You can force a love to come to the city of the malve. Ah, says the Gemara, that would be true if we're talking about normal courts. But we'll see later on, Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer a similar issue by explaining, Kiryama Rabbi Yochanan, ba'arkaot shebesuria. We're talking about over here the types of courts that are not really suitable, al-pidin, to judge. In other words, the dayanim are not qualified al-pi halacha. They're qualified al-pi the civil system. People accept them usually. And so that's called arkaot, arkaot from the lotion of erech. So it's sort of erech, like the civil courts today. No, well, no, once you accept them as a court, and then they act as a court, but they're not bikiyim that we really could have forced as a bikdin. So over there, obviously you have a right to say, now here's a machloket. According to some, obviously you have a right to say, I want to go to a fully qualified court. That's one approach. Or you have a right to say, if we're not going to be going to a fully qualified court, then I like this other arkaot better, because I don't trust these guys. So it's if you don't have any clear-cut standard that is saying that this has a din of a big din, so when it is talking about a civil system that requires your acceptance of it, it would be similar to arbitration. I can't force you to go to a group of arbiters that I want to go to. So here too, when you're talking about arkaot shebesuria, you can even demand a different arkaot shebesuria. So achinami, the equivalent of arkaot shebesuria shanu. But it certainly not in a case where these are real dayanim and they're mumchim, then there's no way that you can say, if you are a lova, I want to go to a different Beis Din. Why should you be able to say that? Rav Papa says, well, there are certainly cases where you could. I mean, how about, you could say like this, filu tema mumchin. We don't have to say the Mishnah is not referring to standard courts. What about like going Beis Din de Ravuna Rav Chista? Ravuna Rav Chista both had batei dinim in the same city. So over there, the lova can tell the malva, look, you're saying Eved Lovel of Yishmalve, Mika Mitarach Malacha. It makes a difference to you in terms of Tircha, whether you're going to go to the right or to the left. What's the Nafkamina? It's the same distance to go to both courts. So over there, maybe Enochinami, even a Love, can say, I want to go to a different Beit Din. Now, okay, let's assume for a moment that you're right. And we could be talking about even the case where kishezet, not that this is the normal Seder. But how do you explain the next piece? It's not. V'chachomim omrim, shnei dayanim baririn le'mod echad. So you're saying now, dayanim means, but they didn't. That's how you understand the case. Each one doesn't like the Beit Din. So the Chachamim are saying, well, if each one doesn't like the Beit Din of the other guy, those two, but they didn't select a third Beit Din. I mean, that really makes sense. If this is supposed to mean the way you understood it, so then the Beit Din is what it's referring to. So then if Beit Din, but the Pasir was a little Beit Din, I don't understand. You're saying that each one can say, this Beit Din I don't accept. So therefore, the two batei dinim that are not accepted by both parties can select a third Beit Din and force the both parties to go to a third Beit Din, which maybe neither party won. That's crazy. Why would that make any sense at all? And besides, v'od, my zeborer lo echad, v'zeborer lo echad. Why are you saying, this is the Seder? It should say, in the event that each one has a different choice, not Dine mamonot b'shlosha zeh borer lo echad ki'ilu. That's the way to do it. It's not the way to do it. Something's wrong with this whole approach. Ela hachikama. Must be that the correct way to understand it is this. Forget about that kisheze, not kisheze. This is a mistake. Zeh borer lo dayan echad. Zeh borer lo dayan echad. Shneihem borerin lehem od echad. It's talking about each one selects one dayan. And then those now both together will select a third dayan. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the two dayanim will select. Shnei dayanim barim lamodecha. That's what it's talking about. So think about it. Well, that's a little bit crazy. Why don't we just go to court? Why do it like that? Amrei b'ma'arova mishmei de Rabbi Zeira mitoch sheze borer lo dayan echad. וזה בורר לו דיין אחד, ושניהם בוררים להם עוד אחד, יצא הדין לעמיתו. Since each one chose a dayan that is, in his mind, a dayan that would understand him, and that he relies on, because of that, the din will be yotze la'amito. Now, what does that mean, yotze la'amito? So, the Rivan says, what it means is, yotze la'amito is that it will be accepted. In other words, each one will say, well, if Lamaisa, I chose the guy myself, it's because I feel that he's an honest and understanding judge who would feel my tainus in his heart and recognize him. And if he selected another one, so then I accept this din. Instead of finding reasons not to accept the bezin, we'll get into all kinds of suits and the haramim and so on. So this way the din will be yotze. The lashon of Rashi is the savar hachayav arayani ba'atzmi birarti echad. Each guy will say, "Look, I selected him. Ima yayachol lahafoch bischuti ayam hafech. If he would have found a good basis for my tainas, he would have persuaded the other guy." So he did his best, basically. Says the Rosh, there are idiots who think that what Rashi is saying is that the dayan is supposed to be Mahapech and Eschut, which is Hatayat Mishpat, and it's outrageous. Of course, that's not what it means. It means the fool of the person who selected the Dayan thinks that. He thinks, well, since I selected him, so therefore he'll vote for me. But of course, that's not, the Dayan has no right. That's a classic case of Pasilna Lachala Dayana. You can't don somebody where you're Mahapech and Hizchus, particularly above and beyond the other one. But Tosfos says, Lefum Riata, on the surface, it's Mashma, that Lo Yarbu Ma'apchin L'Chova Ma'apchin L'Zechut, and or vice versa. Which means that Tosfos seems to be accepting the fact not that the Dayan should consciously do such a thing, but that even if you are afraid that maybe there's some type of involved, the very fact is that everything is shakul. Bottom line is, if there's any nitiyah to the fact that this guy apparently feels more comfortable with him, which means they think the same way. Yeah, but then the other guy feels more comfortable with the other guy. So, Mamela, there's no tzad over here to say that there would be some basis for feeling that there's a lack in either searching for this guy's chus or the other guy's chus. Not because he's consciously looking for the other guy's chus. Why would it be 2-1? Both of these two selected the third.
Both
of them selected the third, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Chachamim, the Dayanim selected the third. So it'll never be 2-1. So in other words, either they feel that one guy is as much on my side as on the other guy's side, but certainly there's no inyan, as the Rosh says, it's chasri da'at, which of course, unfortunately, today that's very much people select the Dayan that they think is their lawyer. You know, so he's going to be working for them. This would be the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and this is just now the correct way, and that way people are neicha to the din. Okay, this is, as Tosu says, from Riata, that there's an Indian that it'll work out that way. Lamaisa, the Rambam, and the Pirsha Mishnayis, and the Yad Ramah, both say that indeed the Dayan that is chosen by that particular side is supposed to consider carefully what it is that side
is saying, and the one that is that both of them chose. So over there, he should be machria between them, and that's indeed the idea, which the Torah explains to mean that. It certainly doesn't mean that he should be mahapich b'schus in a way to try to make it work out. All that he's saying is that indeed there is this understandable bias on the part of the dayan towards the person that who asserted that he wants him for a dayan, so that if there were any clear tzad zechut, he would in fact make it obvious to the other guy, and that person would do the same for him. Therefore, the third one is able to be objective between them, and together they will come out in the best possible way. The Bach actually brings a raya from the Yerushalmi to the Yad Ramah, because he says that the Yerushalmi says, "Omer Abizeir, the lashon over there is mitoch shabirero miradev zechuto." That indeed, because of the fact that he was chosen, that dayan will be looking to be meradef anything that he could find that is a true sfora for the other person. It certainly doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom acting as a lawyer, but to look for the sfora that would make him zakai, that we want to be assured of.
V'chachamim omrim. So why do Chachamim say that the two can't together get together on a third? The dayanim select the third. What's the basis for this machlokas? Could it be that neima b'Rav Yehuda Amar Rav kamiflege? D'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav ein ha'edim chotmim al hashtar ela im ken yodim mi chotmim ahem? Perhaps they're arguing about whether the din of the dayan needing to be the one who selects the third party would be equivalent to the question of whether a aide can sign on a contract without knowing who the other aide is. So apparently, Rav Yehuda quotes Rav as saying, you don't sign on something unless you know that the person signing with you is someone that you feel is a suitable aide. So that would mean that the same thing would be true over here. So Rabbi Meir holds, what's the difference if the dayanim know who the third dayan is? Let the two balagdinim select the third dayan. And then comes along now the Rabbanan. Do they kind of know? The Rabbanan either the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. If the dayanim themselves don't select the third party, so then it doesn't work out. What about the fact that the two? So that is a davar pashut. When I hear that the other one on the Bezdin is this other guy, I refuse the job. But for the two dayanim to get together to pass on the third guy, after the Balei didn't selected him, that's a bizoyan. So it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And because of that, we wouldn't be mitaken to do it if you hold that they have to know. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. The kuleyama itlu the review namarab. Vedata dayanim kuleyama l'pligi to be'inan. Of course you need the two dayanim need first of all to be the ones to pass on. Here's a list of judges you could select. You certainly can't come along and say, okay, we've selected you two, and here's the third guy. Nobody holds such a thing. Of course you can't present the fait accompli to the two dayanim. Ki plige, whether you need the data of the Balei Dinim, that's the question. Rabbi Meir is saying that the two people need to select the third judge. Whereas the Chachomim are saying, if the two people reject the third judge, it makes no difference because the Dayanim themselves can select the third judge and force the parties to accept the third judge. That's the point. So, data dayanim beinan, dat balei dinim lo beinan. That's the machlokas, not whether you need the das of the dayanim. Getting into that, by the way, gufa amr of yudom rav eina edim chotmim al hashtar elim ken yodim who the other aid is. The truth is, the Braita says, Tanya Miyachi, forget about Rav. This was certainly the minig. Kacha yunikiye adat shebi Yerushalayim osin. Way before Rav. Lo ayu chotmim al hashtar. Ela im ken yodim mi chotmim imahem. And lo ayu yoshvim bedin. Ela im ken yodim mi yoshev imahem. Not only that, lo ayu nechlasim besu'udal im ken yodim mi meisav imahem. They're going to put you at a table with who knows what kind of jerks. And you're going to sit there at the chasna and they're going to... He goes, oh yeah, they were sitting together. I don't sit with people like that, sorry. So you don't go into the chasna unless you know who's going to be sitting with you. A wonderful, wonderful minute.
That's why the seating card.
They're always outside. To make sure not to go in the first place. The best thing is simply not to show up. Zeposel Dayanojan. Let's get to the second part of the Mishnah, which seems extremely cryptic. Each one can pass so the other guy's dying. So says Rabbi Meir. What?
So a kol kaminin, the pasuk, understand, a person could go around passing somebody's tayin. And here is where indeed Rabbi Yochanan said, Barka ocha besuria shano. Of course, we're not talking about passing a dayin. We're talking about passing a civil dayin, which people accept on themselves to be done in front of them. I don't accept it. But certainly not a mumcha. Wait. That doesn't make sense. Avo mumchim lo. Amiriktani seifa v'chachamim omrim. When can you passel the other guy's dayan? I remember you think we're talking about our coach of Asuria. See if you can make sense with this. Bizman shemevi ra'ayashem krovim apsulim. Avolim ayuk sherim o mumchim mipi beit din. I thought you just said Rabbi Meir agrees that of course you can't passel mumchim. Ein yochol poslan. So mashma, bichlal the Rabbi Meir is referring even to mumchim, but somehow or other he's saying you can arbitrarily disqualify a judge. Does that make sense? Rabbi Meir mumchim namikama. Obviously can't mean that, says the Gemara. Hogika ama. The only way to understand what the Chachamim are saying here is that they're saying avol ima yuk sheirim, they might as well be mumchim mipi beit din. Because once now they are already acceptable, even as arkaot. So in yocholaposlan, that's all it's saying. It's kim mumchim mipi beit din. Really now, let's take a look at the Braita Tashma. Omrula la Rebbe Meir. The Chachomim say to Rebbe Meir, lokal heimenu sheposel dayan shemumcha l'rabim. No, mashma. Clearly, Rebbe Meir was saying you can disqualify a judge who is a mumcha l'rabim. I'd explain that. No. Ema lokal menashaposel dayan shehim huhu rabbi malehem doesn't mean who's truly a mumcha. Of course, you can't passel dayan mumcha. It means a dayan who has been accepted by society, such as our culture besuria. The chachamim hold even that you cannot passel. Tanya nami achi. And indeed, the Braita now backs our contention about the shita of Rabbi Meir here. That of course, once you have real dayanim, forget about the right of a baldin to disqualify them. That lo olam posel v'olech ad shikabel lav beit din shemumcha l'rabim div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself says, look, you can posel anything that the guy brings you until you come to a real court. I mean, once it's a real court, so then of course you can't posel him. And that is clearly saying what we just said, Rabbi Meir said. Yeah, that's all very nice, but what are you going to do with the next piece in the Mishnah? I mean, edim, there's no such thing as edim mumchim or not mumchim. Edim are by definition edim, period. Kosher edim. Rabbi Meir is saying, well, you could disqualify a guy's witness. No, I mean, that makes no more sense than disqualifying the guy's judge. How are you going to explain? There's no such thing as edim that are the equivalent of our kosher basuria. They're either kosher or they're not kosher. And nonetheless, Rabbi Meir says, yeah, well, what do you think that means? I mean, Itmar Allah, Omar Reish Lakish, Pekadosh Yamar Davar Zeh. The holy mouth of Rabbi Meir should spout inanities like that. I mean, what are you saying? You could disqualify his witnesses. It's absurd. What it must mean is a do shall zeh, not a dov shall zeh. A single witness you could disqualify. What do you mean a single witness? As far as what? Edo lamai. I mean, to say that the single witness is not acceptable upon you to force you to pay. I don't need you to say that. The Torah already said that. So it can't mean that. I mean, Eli ben Lamamon, Rachmana passes. The Torah says he's not kosher. What do you mean? You can passel him. And if it's talking about an Eid Echad who's coming now to be Mechayev you a Shvua, so how can you pass? I said, the Torah says he's kosher. Shvua, like to aid him, would be for a moment. So how can you pass him? So what is the changing the gears going to help you? No, it's talking about lemamon. And the case over here is that before you go in to the actual din, you're makabel yourself here in the Beit Din. You say, you know what? If you can get anybody to say that event happened, I'm paying. Oh, so you were makabel on yourself. So there, you were makabel like a beit trei. So now Rabbi Meir would be saying, and then the guy actually does produce the single witness.
You change your mind.
You could say, well, not him. He doesn't count. He's an idiot. I meant normal people. So what's the Kiddush? So Maikam Hashmala, the Matzi Hadabai, that you have a right to change your mind. That's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah deals openly with that issue. Tanina, Amarlo Ne'emana Layaba, Ne'emana Layavicha. Guy says to the other, the Toveya, the Nidba, he says to his protagonist over there, his antagonist over there, he says, I'll accept my dad, or your dad, as far as I'm concerned. Or Ne'emanim Alay Shlosha Ro'ei Bakar. So Rabbi Meir says, you could change your mind. Yochol Lachzor Bo. Yeah, they're not really good. Obviously, your father can't be my judge. V'chachamim omrim eino yochol lachzor bo. So we already had this machloket. What would be the point now of being merames this machloket by talking about in the first Mishnah, eido shalzeh, where he isn't really a kosher eid? The Omar of Dimi, Bereder of Nachma, Bereder of Yosef, it's talking about Kigon, the Kiblei Ale Bechad. It's talking about that he accepted it as one of the Dayanim. Now, the question is, what the heck we need that for? No. The question is, we're asking that the next Mishnah is talking about Chazara. It would have been enough to bring the Mishnah without the Pirush of Rabbi Dimi Bereder of Nachman that the Mishnah is talking about where you accepted it as one of the Dayanim and not as all of the Dayanim. What do I need that for, right? So the Mefarshim explained, I need Rav Dimi, that even though over here we're talking not about two issues. First of all, is he a kosher Dayan? Secondly, there's not sufficient Dayanim. Because then I would be able to be Mechalek. I need to have the two cases. One case is talking about where there's one problem. One case is talking about where there's two problems. First of all, there's not enough Dayanim. Secondly, he's not a kosher Dayan. In order now to make certain that this is a complete repetition of our Mishnah, and to show that there'd be no point in saying the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan twice, I bring now Rav Dimi Bereder Rav Nachman to point out that the issue is precisely the same as here. Here the issue is one problem. You don't have enough Edim. Over there the issue is one problem. He's not a kosher Dayan, even though you have the sufficient number of Dayanim. So the case, therefore, would be exactly the same. Why would we then say Edo is coming to teach me something? Ah, no, I still need it, you see. Tzricha. Because let's say we would have the next mission. The case of Abba Vavicha. Itana Abba Vavicha, I would say, the reason over there that Rabbanan argued on Rabbi Meir, and they say, the lo matzi hadarbe, you can't have charota, that's because Abba or Avicha are perfectly kosher dayanim for anybody else. It's just that in this particular case, since they're related, they're not acceptable. So over there, if you're saying, well, it doesn't bother me that they're related. Okay, so then already you can't have a charata. Well, what are you going to say? Well, I didn't really think they were related. I mean, what are you going to think? Okay, so over there, what are you going to have charata? So since it's chazir le'alma, okay. Mashain came to say, I accept one eid as two witnesses. But one eid is never kosher for two witnesses in any circumstance. Avochad kebe treli amalo chazir. Maybe they'd be murdered to Rabbi Meir that was such an outrageous comment that he could say, I'm talking about a guy that really neman alai like them, and not this person. I'm saying that l'ravchata the milta, by the way. L'maisi, even if we would say beferish this guy, you could say. Alright, so now maybe they would be made a Rabbi Meir. And then the other hand, Yashmin Maha. Let's say we'd have our Mishnah, which Reish Lakish is explaining as 1-8. And we're saying that Rabbi Meir is, you can have charata. Maybe that's only here because of the fact that 1-8 is never kosher. So how come Rabbi Meir? Because it was an outrageous acceptance. Avo Be'ahi, in the case of Abba Ve'avicha, where over there they would normally be kosher. It's just that it happens to be that they're related. So maybe be made it to the Rabbanim, and once you accepted that, you accepted it. Therefore, tzrich, I need both Mishnayot. That's not a problem. Except for a verbal problem. I mean, you'll note that in the beginning of the Mishnah made it very clear we're talking about a single Dayan. Zeposel Dayano shel Zeh. And then you turn around and you say, Zeposel Edav Lashon Rabim. Under those circumstances, what's Reish Lakish coming along and we say, well, it doesn't really mean a dove, it means a doe. What do you mean it means a doe? So then say so. Omiriktani Reisha Dayano. And say for a dove. Isn't that mashman we're talking about dafka? We're talking really two Edim. Rosh Chodesh is not suggesting we change the gears in the Mishnah. The gears in the Mishnah is being very specific. Ah, it's a problem. So Omer Rabbi Elazar, okay, then I would say it's talking about like this. It means that you have two witnesses, and there are two witnesses who want to apostle them. One of the two witnesses being the actual Baal Din. So it means, Bebahu ve'acher leposlan. And Rabbi Meir is saying he would be acceptable as one of two witnesses. That helps. Kol Kamini, what do you mean he's acceptable? He's a Nogea Beidutohu. How can he possibly be acceptable? I mean, the same way you said, Pekadosh Yomar, that you can disqualify Edim, I mean, you could say the same thing. It's absurd to believe that Rabbi Meir would have accepted that the Baal Din can join with another guy and be accepted as another witness to pass the Edim of the person who's being Toveim. It's impossible to say such a thing. Omer Ravach, Breda Ravika. No, it doesn't mean to arbitrarily disqualify. It means, obviously, Shekara Alav Ar. Well, we understand it's talking about you saying something wrong. But what did he say was wrong? Ar Damai. I mean, if you're talking about an Ar, he's going to say, I saw him stealing. Or I saw him working in the Chevrat HaRova Yudi, for instance. Right? So then, if you're talking about Ar the Gazlanuta, so he's saying that he's not kosher for Eidim. Kol kemine. I mean, that's the same problem. He's a nogea beidato. It's talking about ar de pegam mishpacha. Say he says he's an eved. So over there, Rabbi Meir holds. Look, when two people are coming now to be made on this mishpacha, this mishpacha is not ruya for chitun or whatever the case is, right? So now they're coming to be made on the din of the mishpacha as a whole. As a result of that edut, this person becomes nifsa. But that's memela. You memela kapasim. So Rabbi Meir is saying that in a case where the result of the testimony down the line is that this eid is nifsal, that's okay. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no. Any possible involvement even down the line, sof nogea beiduto. Ki atar of dini amar Rabbi Yochanan. He explained that wouldn't be the case. The case is where the Tovea says, I have two separate sets of witnesses that can show that this person is now chayef money to me. Now, since he says he has two separate sets of witnesses, if Lamaisa he would have to produce both sets of witnesses, then the person is not considered to be Nogea Be'idut, because what's it going to help him to pass on one set? The other guy is going to be able to bring the other set. And he couldn't have just been saying he has another set to scare me, and therefore maybe I'm one step ahead of him and I'm thinking, he doesn't really have another set, so I'll pass the only set he has. Because clearly, if you hold that once you make a claim, you have to back up that claim. Even if you hadn't made the claim in the first place, you wouldn't have had to. So then the guy can't think you don't really have the other. Because if you don't really have the other, you don't have either, for all intents and purposes. So then that would goofa be the machloka between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir sava tzarech levarer. When you make a claim as to evidence, you'll have to stick to that and show up in court with your evidence. Mm-hmm. Either. If you make a claim, then you can't make a claim in court and then say, well, I was only trying to scare the guy to really... You can't do that. So therefore, Rimeir says, okay, once the guy announces in court that he's going to be bringing the following witnesses, so then the nitba, let's say in this case, once the pasul, he knows that it must be that he really does have two sets of witnesses. And therefore, he's not considered to be nogea be'edut by claiming that this particular witness is pasul, he comes from a pasul family, because he knows that anyway the guy has a different set of edim.
But that second one won't work.
You don't have to be able to use them. You have to be able to show. Yeah, okay. If something goes.
Then if something goes.
Yeah, that's fine. You said there were two. Well, I didn't really have to. No. You said, okay, we passed or whatever in the course of the judgment. That's part of the deal. So since Rabbi Meir holds Tzorech Levarer, so because of that, he knows that there's another cut. If there's another cut, so then he's not considered to be Nogea Beidato. Rabbanan Savre,
There's no need to bring the other cut, and therefore he figures, the guy's just talking through his head over here. He doesn't really have another cut, so therefore he is no geya be'edut. Rabbi Ravasi said now in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi had quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying he's talking about b'shtei kitei edim. So they said to him, and what about if there would only be one cut? Ein shem alakat achat mahu. What kind of question is that? Ein shem alakat achat. We just said avo pekat achat divrei hakol ein yochel l'poslan. Right. We're talking about a case. That's how we're explaining the whole thing. If you hold that there's two kitei edim and there needs to be two kitei edim, then Rabbi Meir would argue with the Rabbanan and say ein atzarech levarer aval bekat achat divrei hakol ein yochel l'poslan. Obviously, Rabbi Meir would never have said if there's only one group of witnesses that somehow or other you could be Geirim as the Baldin that this aid should be possible. That's ridiculous. Of course he's no Geir Be'edoto. So what are you asking me if there's only one? Were you not listening to what I was saying? No, what they were asking was, Nimtzeit. Suppose he does bring the other cut. Now the other cut turns out to be Krovim, or Psulim. So now it turns out retroactively that in passing the original cut, I was actually nogea be'eduti, because turns out if it hadn't been for the fact that I had passed the first cut, the second cut wasn't usable. So can I now say, okay, well now it turns out we shouldn't be able to accept his testimony, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, because there really was only one cut. Well, that's what I'm asking Mahu. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't make any difference. When we found that we had already been mikabel the edus at the time that it was kosher edus, you're not going to say now that you can retroactively parcel an edus, which at the time was not nogea be'edutam, to make it nogea be'edutam because it turns out to be nogea be'edutam. He could rather say it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. It was Rav Ashi himself that even, no, he said before, Rabami and Rabasi asked this. So that the Shiloh was, did Rabbi Yochanan answer it? Or was it someone else who said it? In the second Ma'amad, he could Amr, it's Rav Ashi who said, not Rabbi Yochanan, Kvai Idu Edim Harishonim. Anyway, it must be known that this is dependent on the machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? Name of Pluk the Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kamifuge, this same machlokes that we have over here, Rebbe Meir and Rabbanan. The Tanya Habali Don Bishtaro Bechazaka. Remember, we had this before. A guy is coming. Now, first we thought that it means that he has two different approaches to a case. He has a shtar and he has a chazaka. So Rebbe is saying Nidon Bishtar, because after all, a chazaka means when a guy says, I lost my shtar, so then he can show that he's been there for 3 years. But I mean, if he has a shtar, he's nidon b'shtar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, he's nidon b'chazaka, which makes no sense. I mean, so we asked there at the time, Vavinaba, well, what is that supposed to mean? You have to bring a raya if you have a shtar that you had a chazaka. It doesn't make any sense. B'chazaka v'lo b'shtar? Ela ema af b'chazaka. The machloket over here, Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, if in the end you say, well, I don't really have a shtar. No, it's talking about where the guy claimed initially. So he says, I have a shtar. Now he wants to come along and he says, well, I can't find my shtar. So we don't say to him, well, you said you had a shtar. If you want to be, you claimed you had a shtar, bring us the shtar. You can't come in now and say, you didn't have a shtar. So Mamela, this would be that machloket. So Kaimalan de Bitzarek Levarer Pligi, they're good for arguing about whether you need to appear in court with what you claimed you were going to present to the court. And what Reb Shimon Gamliel was saying is, you could then subsequently say, well, I can't find the star, I want to be Nidom at the Chazoka Shaloshani. So this seems to be the machlokas that we just had over here. If you said you had two kitei edim, do you or do you not have to present the two kitei edim? No, of course not. I'll leave it to Reb Shimon Gamliel Kulei Amalo Plige. There's no way that we would be arguing I'll leave it to Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's only going I'll leave it to Rebbe that we have the machlokas. Rebbe is saying that what you need to do is present your shtar. So Rebbe Meir is saying, that's right. What you need to do is present the shtar. Same way over here. What you need to do is present your other katavidim. That's all I'm saying.
There's no way I would say that Aliba de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Aliba de Rebbe, that seems to be the din. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no, no, nothing to do with this. The case over there where Rebbe said you need to present the shtar is because a chazaka is a raya that you have the shtar. At one time, you had the shtar. So what is a chazaka? Chazaka is where a guy is saying, look, I didn't have to keep my shtar more than 3 years, so I didn't keep it. But that's not a question. The reason I didn't keep it is because there's a raya that I was here for 3 years, and nobody said anything, and I wasn't mechuyev to keep it. But if the guy walks in and he says, I did keep it, so then what are you coming to be needing with the chazaka to explain why you don't have your shtar? The chazaka is dependent on the shtar. So if you say you have a shtar, then bring the shtar. We're not listening to your chazaka. But in the case over here where you're saying I have two sets of witnesses, it's completely independent one of another. Why would Rebbe say, just because you made a claim, therefore you have to produce what you claimed? In the case of a chazaka, the whole point of the chazaka is to explain why you don't have a shtar, and you said you do have a shtar. So obviously there's a difference, no? Ad kan lo kama Rebbe hatam, ela chazakas mikeach shtara ka'at. So since the whole point of the chazaka is the claim that you had a shtar, so bring the shtar. There's no relationship between these two groups of witnesses. Not one comes because of the other. We taina that afilo rebi modeh the ein tzarich levarer. There's no way to force the guy to produce another set of witnesses. And therefore, since there's no way to force it, when this person now hears that he has another set of witnesses, he doesn't think to himself, well, you know, there's another set of witnesses. He's no geya beidut, because for all intents and purposes, there's only one set of witnesses. Who cares what he says? And therefore, he's considered to be no geya beidut right off the bat. Dinei momonot b'shlosha, Zebore lo echad, vezebore lo echad, shnei borim lahem od echad, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, no, the shnei dayanim borim lahem od echad, not the Baalei Dinim. Zeposel dayanoshel ze, vezeposel dayanoshel ze, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, imatai bizvan shemivia lahem raya, shem kerovim opsulim, avalim ayuk shirim, o mumchim mipe bedin, eno yokolo poslan. Ze posilei daf shel ze, veze posilei daf shel ze, divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim eimatai, bizman shemevi aleim raya, shehem kirovim o pisulim, avalim ayu kisherim eino yachol poslan. Mai ze borer lo echad, veze borer lo echad. I thought we only need three dayanim. Now you got yourselves nine, Aliba Rashi. Or, according to Tosafot, where did we get this deal of initially choosing a beidin? Hochikoma. Kishze borelo bedina chad, which the other guy doesn't like. Vze borelo bedina chad, which the other guy doesn't like. Then shneiem have a right to possibly each other's bedin, and they have to agree on borin lamada chad. Really? Vafilu lovem matzim akiv. Om Rabbi Elazar lo shonu elo malve, aval love kofinoto vedan beiro. Well, we'll see later on. Kedom Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about our kaotra besuri hashanu. So, Hachinami bar kaotra besuri hashanu. Avo mumchin lo, Rav Papa ma afilo tebe mumchin. Kegom beidina de revuna of the Rav Chista in one city. Dekom alay mikom et arachna lecho. What's your problem? That tanam vechachamim omrim shnei dayanim borim lehem od echad. If it's understood the way you're talking about, that each one chooses a beidin, this makes no sense. When you say what you really mean is kisha zeh borer lo echad elo hachitam zeh borer lo dayan echad vzeh borer lo dayan echad, and then together they're borering them od echad. Maishna da'av de'achi amri b'marova mishmei de Rebbe Zeira mitoch שזה בורר לו דיין אחד, וזה בורר לו דיין אחד, ושניהם בורים לעמוד אחד, יצא הדין לעמיתו. וחכמים אומרים, נאמר בדרביר המרב כמיתנה. לא אומר בדרביר המרב, אין העדים חותמים על השטר, אלא אם כן יודעים מי חותם ממהם. רבי מאיר, לתא דרביר המרב, רבנית דרביר המרב. No. כולי עמי דרביר המרב. The question about dat dayanim kolayamol pligi, of course dat dayanim beinan. Ki pligi, whether you need a dat or the balai dinim. Rabbi Meir Savar, the Baalei Dinim have to agree also. Rabbanan Safri, only the Dayanim Be'inan. Dat Baalei Dinim Lo Be'inan. Gufam Rabbi Ramarabe Neidim Chotmin Ola Shtarim Ken Yodim Mimim. Tanya Miochi Kacha Yuniki Adach Birushalayim Osim. Lo Ayu Chotmin Ola Shtar Elim Ken Yodim Michotim Imahem. Velo Ayu Yoshvin Bedin Elim Ken Yodim Miyoshev Imahem. Velo Ayu Nichnasim Besuda Elim Ken Yodim Mimisav Imahem. Zeposil Dayano, what do you mean? Kokamine de Pasa Dayane, which arbitrarily? Omre Yochanan Barka Ocha Besur Yashanu. Certainly, mumchim lo, b'diktani seifa, v'chachomim omrim, ematai, bizman shemivi rayash, and krovim opsulim, avol ima yukshirim o mumchim mipi bedin, ene yochol oposlan, so michlal, the Rabbi Meir holds, even in a case where they're mumchim. No, achikom. Avol ima yukshirim, they might as well be mumchim mipi bedin. Therefore, yochol oposlan, according to chachomim. Toshma, Omrula Rabbi Meir, lo kol emeno sheposel dayan shemumchel rabim. Mash Rabbi Meir holds that they can. That means, ema, lo kol emeno sheposel dayan shehim chuvu rabim aleihem, but they're not really mumchim. Tanin ameyachi, leolam posel vaoleich, ad shekabel alav beit din shemumchel rabim, did Rabbi Meir. So clearly, once you've got a real beit din, of course you cannot pass on. But then what do you do with the next piece? Edim, that's mumchim, so to speak. V'om Rabbi Meir zeposele dafshal zeh v'zeposele dafshal zeh. Indeed, but ha'itma alo amre shlokish, you really believe. Pe kadosh like Rabbi Meir, yomar davar zeh. Obviously, read that as edo. Even edo doesn't make any sense. Lamar, I mean, ilam elam mamon, I don't need him to pass or I want to pass it. Ile shvua, the Torah was ma'aminim kebetre. Liolam ke mamon. So then what's the Kiddush? The Matzi Hadabe, according to Rabbi Meir. Tanina, the next Mishnah. Amar lo ne'aman alay Abba, ne'aman alay Avicha, ne'amanim alaycha shlosha ro'ei, alay shlosha ro'ei bakar. Rabbi Meir amer yochol achzor bo, v'chachamim amrim eno yochol achzor bo. V'yomer Rav Dimi, v'reder Rav Nachman, v'reder Rav Yosef, gagon de kibli alay b'chad, tzricha. The itana Abba v'avicha, which is never the case. And on the contrary, Yashmina in our Mishnah, I would say, welcome, Rabbi Meir, because it's outrageous. Therefore, we need both cases. The Sefer Edav. I mean, isn't it clear that it's not loose language to say Tni Edo? So I'm a Davka Katani. Omar Rabbi Elazar, it must be talking about indeed Edav, and it refers to a case where he is coming with another person to be Pasel Edav. So, Kol Kamide no Gea Beidutu. Omar Vaka Bredravika, it means Shikaral of Ar. Well, obviously, but Ar Demai. I mean, the name of Ar de Gazlanuta. Kol Kamine no Gea Beidutu. Ela Ar de Pagam Mishpacha. Rabbi Meir Sava. Hane Am Mishpacha. Kamisade and Memela, the aid is Nifsa. But that's not called no Gea Beidutu. Rabban and Savre, Sof no Gea Beidutu. Of course it's called Nogea Be'eduto. The only time Rabbi Meir would say it's not is if the guy said, I'm going to produce yet another cat. So, the Rabbi Meir Savar Tzarich Levarer, and therefore we know there are two Kiteidim. Rabbanat Savri ain't Tzarich Levarer. Avo Bekat Echat, of course, and a Yochel Aposlan, even with another guy. Omer Lefnei Rabbi Ami V'Ravasi. And what about Ein Shem Elokat Echad Mao? Ein Shem Elokat Echad. I just said, I'm not Avu Bekat Echad. Divrei Hakol Ein Yochol Aposlan. What are you asking? I'm asking, Nimtzeit Kat Shnei Hakrovim Opsulim. So now it turns out that there's really only one Kat Mao. Amar Lehen, Kvar Heidu Edim Arishonim. Or some say it was Rav Ashi who says, Kvar Heidu Edim Arishonim. So name of a pluk to the Rebbe v'Rebshimim and Gamliel can be forget here Rebbe Meir and Rabbonin. Tetani, abali don b'shtar b'chazaka, nidon b'shtar, divi Rebbe. Rebshimim and Gamliel are nidon b'chazaka. V'avirim, but does that make sense? B'chazaka v'lo b'shtar, certainly the shtar No. In Av Bechazaka. The Kaimelon Betzorach Lavarer Plige. So the male is the same machlokas. Pshimigamli alot. You don't have to be Mavar. I'll leave it to Pshimikuli Amelo Plige. Ki Plige, I'll leave it to Rebbe. Rebbe Meir is saying, look, I hold of Rebbe. Rabbon and Amelo Chavu. We also hold of Rebbe. But Adkan Lokam Rebbe Atam Elo Bechazaka. Because the chazakah is only mikoach hashtar. So if the guy says he has the shtar, let him present the shtar. Aval hachad ani edim lav mikoach edim achrinim ka'atu. So in that case, we hold up filo Rebbe Meir meida. The eno tzarech levar. Afilo Rebbe meida. The eno tzarech levar.